Good to see you, Senator. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak. I'm glad we are friends. And I am not going to speak about fingerprinting, although I would have if you did not make that request. This is a matter of fairness. Uber and any other enterprising entity should be applauded for having a better mousetrap. I have members that are in the limousine business and the taxicab business. They run them out of their repair shops. So I have their interests in mind, as well as those members of mine that conduct motor vehicle safety inspections for commercial vehicles. This is a matter of fairness. You cannot require taxis and limousines to undergo annual safety inspections, but not an Uber vehicle. There is no difference. The difference is that you hail the cab differently through an app on your phone. Ingenious, convenient, economical, everything's great about it. These are passenger vehicles that are now being used commercially. They are taking for hire passengers. They're going to be adding more miles. They're going to be in more situations other than the typical passenger vehicle going to the ShopRite or the doctor's office or the Home Depot. These require the same thing that a limousine or a taxi requires. That is a matter of fairness. That is a matter of safety for the passengers. That is a consumer issue. It does nothing to disrupt the better mousetrap.
But Sal, when you get into, when you, taxi cabs are owned by a private company, isn't somebody going to keep their personal vehicle to a higher standard than perhaps a bunch of taxi cabs that have 200,000 miles, perhaps, so each vehicle has 200,000 miles?
Absolutely, positively not.
Okay.
I invite you to spend a day in one of my member shops and take a peek at the safety violations we see that are being let go since we eliminated safety inspections in 2010. That's an invitation I extend to any member of this committee or any member of the legislature, period.
Thank you, Sal. Next, sir.